Helen Cimino Dance is bringing original choreography to downtown Winston-Salem. It's a short program with live music, both classical and contemporary, and it'll feature two dances, a duet that Helen began while attending her company's recent residency at the Baryshnikov Art Center in New York, and Paper Wings, commissioned by the American Dance Festival. Helen says Paper Wings was originally choreographed for 19 students. She's since restaged the work for 11 professional dancers.
I was interested in each dancer making their presence visible. How can you make your presence visible? How can you show me who you are through your dancing? And that's sort of what rooted it for me, and how we made decisions was based on, is this going to push this idea forward of making your presence visible so that we can see the group together, but we are all individuals within this group.
Were you dealing with, ideas of nonconformity at all? All the women are dressed wearing the same outfit. It looks like a throwback from the 50s in a sense, which I thought was kind of interesting. And yet they slowly emerge from this mass of women to do their own thing.
Yeah, I made the choice to have them wear pink. You know, to have them wear skirts. I wanted it to tie in a little bit to a uniform, a female uniform, and then play a little bit with what is expected. You know, how are we supposed to look? How are we supposed to stand? And there's a section in there, it's a quintet, where these dancers come out and they're dancing to the sound of snapping. And there's a lot of batmas, just throwing your leg up and slapping it down. And that section was what I referred to as the rocket section.
I can see that.
So there's a lot of slipping in and out of these places where we're going to look in this direction and we're going to make this pose because this is what the picture is supposed to look like. You know, if you're wearing your pearls and you're having your, you know, your debutante picture taken, like, what would it look like? How am I supposed to pose? And being very aware that you're being viewed and you're being judged for how you look. And then from that, they break out and then they have these solos that are very much like, well, this is what I think about that. These moments of slapping your foot down and really asserting yourself and drawing the line.
I found one of the powerful gestures and also beautiful, all 19 dancers balancing on their shoulder blades with their legs straight up in the air, but not rigidly so, kind of blowing in the breeze like wings and all together at a similar angle. Just very powerful. How did that image come to you?
That is a good question. It is the end of the first section. And the first section is just very physical, a lot of sweeping across the stage, large dancing, very, very exciting section, I think. And at the end, I wanted it to all kind of distill down to a very quiet moment and a moment where they are all together doing one thing. And also on the stage, I wanted it to be for them to become an image rather than for them to be individuals. I wanted them to all be one thing together. And so I had the thought that they would have this moment of calm where their legs would be like grass just blowing in the wind, just to have that quiet moment together.
Dancer, choreographer Helen Cimino. On Thursday, February 27th and Friday the 28th, she and her company, Helen Cimino Dance, will present two of Helen's original choreographies with original music by Andy Hazenflug and Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata for Violin and Harpsichord performed by Mallarmé Chamber Players. The dance concerts begin at 7:30 in the Haynes Brands Theater in downtown Winston-Salem. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.